come to Philippians 13 and 14, and we're combining it with 1 Corinthians 9, and it's about running the race. And it's running the race to really know Christ. And November 12th, we're going to start another round. Now, right now, we have four classes that are going on. It's the second class. And so if you missed it, you missed over 50%. So you're going to want to wait till November 12th. And we're going through basically salvation, how secure is your salvation, who are you in Christ, who's Christ think you are, and then how to live the Christian life. And in those 4 weeks, it gives you the basis, especially if you're fairly new to the faith. You need to be in those classes so you can get some basis, because every time I teach a class, when I open up the class, like this week or this fall, we started Galatians on Awana night, and in the first, they asked almost every one of those questions. And so what we want to do is teach them to you right off the bat, so you have kind of a grounding and a foundation in the Word. So the next one is November 12th, okay? Also, there's a food auction outside. I don't know if there's any items left, but I think there may be a few. And you have a chance to support Mommy's Coffee. Okay, now, we call it Mommy's Coffee because we don't want to call it Mothers of Preschoolers because it costs us too much, okay? So we started Mothers of Preschoolers, MOPS is called, but it's a pretty expensive ordeal. So we decided to drop that and call it Mommy's Coffee, and we do our own thing. And what we do is we get all the young mothers with all these little kids, it's kind of hard. Now, I was telling the last service that Friday I babysat some of our grandkids. I love my grandkids. Believe me, I love my grandkids. But boy, by the end of the night, I was so ready to hit the sack because I was so tired. And I thought, man, the moms have to do that every day. And I can remember at one point we had four kids, and three of them were in diapers. We had 4 and 5 years. And I'd come home, and Debbie would have these big purple marks underneath her eyes, and she'd be staring out into space. And I would take the kids, and I'd, you know, being pretty occupational, I'd just line them up and do the assembly line. They got a diaper change whether they had needed it or not. And then at night, I'd do the same thing again. And so I can remember how she felt, and I'd even give her the keys car and say, on Saturdays, just go out and shop or do anything, but get away from the kids so you have a break. Well, this provides that same break, because the young mothers can come in, bring their kids. We have a paid babysitter. And they get to drink lattes and mochas, and they usually have something that they're doing. And it provides a rest for them. And you can participate by buying some of those goods and help pay for that babysitter. Seems like a pretty good cause, doesn't it? Okay. Let's see. I think the rest of it you can read in your bulletin on the events. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. We're going to have it up on the board as well. We're going to continue our series in margins, we have talked about carving out time and schedule to have a bit of margin in our life, and we're going on to talk about finance and morals and that kind of thing, but it's all to know Christ. And by margin, I mean the leftover, the extra space in our lives, the time to just relax and breathe, because as you recall, we said the American society is living on the edge all the time, and you don't have time for this, and you don't have time for that. You don't have the money for this, and so on, and we get totally stressed out. And so what I want to do is bring a little bit of margin into our life today again. Here's how Webster puts it. Margin is the space available between what is needed and what becomes impossible in our life. So today, I specifically want to speak on financial margin, because financial margin, when we have no financial margin, is just as bad as having no schedule margin. And I want to start by reading 1 Timothy, starting with 6:6. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain or great profit, is what the word means. Now, godliness with contentment is great profit. And so I looked that up, and I wanted to re-exegete it, and this is really kind of what it says, and I think this is important for the whole sermon. Now, the practice of godliness with satisfaction of one's lifestyle is a great means of profit. Let me say that again, because this is going to be important. Now, the practice of godliness with satisfaction of one's lifestyle is a great means of profit. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be